This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health and Living. Recently, AIA Vitality released the results of its Healthiest Workplace Survey 2017. The survey looked at the well-being of employees in Malaysia and the efficacy of companies' health interventions in the workplace. Now, more than 5,000 employees from 47 organizations in urban areas participated in the survey. So how healthy or unhealthy are Malaysian employees? Well, we get the answers from Dr. Christian Van Stock, Vice President of RAND Europe, the research agency that conducted the survey. Dr. Christian, what were the most alarming findings from the survey?
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily alarming, but I think there's some challenges in a Malaysian context. And I think some of these challenges are actually shared globally as well. So one of the things that came out quite strongly in the survey, there are some significant mental health concerns in Malaysia, with about 1 in 6, 1 in 7 of the respondents basically reporting back to us that they might have symptoms of anxiety disorder or depression. So that was quite surprising in and by itself. But I guess what really stood out, and maybe this is something quite typical about Asia, is some challenges with the work environment. So Malaysians work extremely long hours, some of the longest in Asia, more than their contracted hours, sometimes 15 hours a week more than their contracted hours. There are some really interesting findings around bullying in the workplace, where obviously employees find quite a lot of pressure from probably their line managers, maybe colleagues, in terms of actually doing their work. So the work environment is quite an interesting one and also quite strongly linked to mental health. There are also some issues around financial concerns, where about 20% of Malaysians report having quite a lot of financial concerns. So there's maybe a question about fair pay and decent pay in society and so on. And then there's some long-term aspects, which are also interesting to think about, which is has to do with the low levels of physical activity of Malaysians, right levels of obesity. And all of these things are quite important in terms of actually thinking about the general health and well-being of the population, but also in particular the health and well-being of employees in the workplace.
So what do companies need to prioritize in order to reverse this trend?
Ultimately, there is a number of things that companies need to do in terms of actually start to address this. There's, first of all, something about the work culture in Malaysia and perhaps also in other countries in Asia that has to change. I mean, you cannot ask your employees to keep working harder, to sleep less, and perhaps not pay them enough. So there's something about changing the work culture to actually think about the employees as being significant assets within the work environment. But some concrete things that employers can do is, first of all, it starts probably with having a health and well-being strategy, sort of a holistic program that sort of addresses some of the most significant challenges that the employers have in terms of the health and well-being of their employees. Then the other thing is that senior management has to take an active interest in this. So this cannot be driven just by an HR department. This has to be driven by board level, by executive level, by owner level. So they need to really make this a business priority and also perhaps report on this. And then finally, the line managers, so the people in middle management, are critical facilitators in all of this. So they need to understand how they can address health and well-being challenges, how they can best manage the resources that they have to hand. And that is actually, you know, again, linked to that culture change that I started off the discussion with. So that's really start, you know, promoting that culture change within the organization and putting the health and well-being of their employees at the center of what's happening within the organization. And we know that organizations that do this actually also will have better business outcomes, better share prices, etc.
That was Dr. Christian Van Stock from RAND Europe talking to us about the Healthiest Workplace Survey 2017 on Health and Living on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Doctor in the House was brought to you by AIA Vitality, a health program that rewards your healthy choices. This program is presented by AIA, the real life company.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.